Hey, we're back this hour with Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters. Walt, thanks for hanging around.
Thank you for having me again.
We're going to continue talking about flushers in the field, and specifically, you know, what we were talking about with Rhody is, you know, he has this hesitation when he gets to a bird, and you had some ideas about actually keeping flushers from actually running right through the bird, which is sort of the industry standard or hunting world standard as far as hunt tests go.
Correct.
But in a real-world hunting situation, that's really nice. And the other thing that I want to segue into is keeping a flushing dog close when you're in the field.
And that's where we'll get into our quartering drills, where the dog will stay no more than 20, 25 yards, and we want him to work the line. If it's a two-man line or a six-man line, we want him to work from the end hunter to the end hunter. And there's several things we can do to train a dog to do that. One of the things I like to do is the guys on the end will have a pigeon in their backpack. And as the dog comes close to you, as he's making the turn, you throw the pigeon down.
Hmm.
Okay, then all of a sudden, the guy at the other end of the line starts waving his hand. Rhody comes. And what we do is every three or four times that the dog goes from end to end, we'll throw a pigeon down. He's going to figure out real quick that I need to go to that other end to get a bird flush. Now what we're going to do at that point when we've got a good quartering is the guy in the middle is going to throw a bird. And the reason for that is we don't want the dog conditioned that he's only going to find birds on the end, but after a while working from end to end, that there will be a bird between the hunters.
One other thing I noticed about Rhody, and I did very little whistle work with him, you know, that double blast that you do to keep to rein the dog in. He was really receptive to that.
And it's surprising. I use the two toots to turn a dog. So if he gets a little too far out, I can turn him and have him come back. And Rhody took to that real quick.
Well, Walt, I would like to have you back in the studio. I actually thought of something I wanted to talk to you about with the e-collars and whether or not you have to use an e-collar with a dog. So can we get you to come back and visit us?
Anytime.
Excellent. Call Walt Noah at Black Duck Outfitters and get your dog training going. Because as you always say,
no birds, no bird dog.
399-0557. This is The Outdoor Show.